USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Good morning, friends. Here's how we start the day. U.S. fighter jets intercepted and escorted a plane flying in restricted airspace near President Trump's rally in Bullhead City on Wednesday. The jets briefly distracted the president and the crowd.
That plane's about 4 days old. You know, we have all brand new equipment, F-35s, everything.
The aircraft was escorted out of the restricted airspace by NORAD aircraft without further incident. The U.S. Supreme Court declined on Wednesday to take up a challenge to North Carolina's decision to allow absentee ballots to be received and counted up to 9 days after the November 3rd election. Democrat Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf urges voters to get going.
Still have your mail-in ballot, fill it out now, and don't wait. Hand-deliver your vote ballot at a secure drop box or at the County Board of Elections.
Voters must postmark their ballots by Election Day. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
74.8 million early votes have already been cast in more than three dozen states, surpassing their early voting totals of 2016. Of the early votes, more than 49 million have been mail-in ballots, while more than 25 million have been in-person votes. That's according to data compiled by the United States Elections Project. President Trump and Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden will hold dueling rallies Thursday in Tampa, Florida. The president will hold an early afternoon rally outside Raymond James Stadium, which is home to the NFL's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Joe Biden will then headline a drive-in car rally in the early evening. President Barack Obama carried the state by slim margins in 2008 and 12 and is stumping for his administration's number two.
He hasn't shown any interest in doing the work or helping anybody but himself and his friends.
Nearly 7 million Floridians have already voted. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Researchers in Spain have announced that 82% of hospitalized patients with COVID-19 were vitamin D deficient. They studied levels of the vitamin in 216 patients admitted to the hospital for COVID-19, finding that 8 in 10 patients were clinically deficient. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism reported a control group of 197 folks. Among these people, 47 were vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D can be produced naturally by exposure to sunlight and found in some foods, including oily fish, eggs and fortified milk, and plant-based milk substitutes. As the presidential campaigns wind down, let's take a look at the Biden camp. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, early voted in Delaware. On Tuesday, he spent part of his day in Georgia trying to flip the state from red to blue. Kate Bedingfield is the deputy campaign chairman and communications director for former Vice President Biden. She explains why the former vice president is spending time in Georgia.
What we're doing in this final week is we are keeping as many paths to 270 open as we possibly can. We're talking to as wide a swath of voters as we can. That doesn't mean that we're abandoning what you're calling the traditional blue line states or the priority states to get us to 270. Not at all. In fact, we're just talking to a broader swath of the country.
That audio, courtesy of CNN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.